What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Last time I spoke to Nick Tulloch of ECR, he said it was going to be a big year. 2026 would be a big year for the company. It's already started very busy. We're only a couple of weeks in. There's been a lot happening. Hello to you, Nick. Good to see you, and I'm looking for an interesting update. Lots been going on already.
Yeah, hi, it's good to be back. And yes, in the few days since you and I spoke, we've had a very busy start to the year. I suppose the thing that everyone's talking about is that we raised quite a lot of money last week. We raised £1.5 million, but also, and probably just as significantly, if not maybe more significantly, the team that we were looking to work with at Raglan, our legal project in Queensland, became available a whole lot faster than we expected, and we're going to have them on site this month.
I mean, that was a key moment for the company. You highlighted that in our last conversation, getting that team in place. That enables you to move rapidly towards production of gold at Raglan as anticipated. So you're going as quick or almost more quickly than you anticipated.
It's much more quickly. We've always favored this team. I don't think it was maybe any secret of that. And I've always been very conscious that I think the two things that really matter to us in choosing the team are trust, because I mean, let's face it, a day's production can walk off site in someone's pocket, and the second is capability. You know, this is not just digging a trench and sticking it into a wash plant. People have to understand how the machinery works, and there has to be a sensible plan in terms of operating it as efficiently as possible. We always favored this team, but good teams of course get busy, and you know, we had a little bit of luck and you know, a little bit of judgment. The team come available faster than we thought. They'll be on site in the coming weeks, and it will not take long to get the site up and ready for production. So we've always talked about it being a turnkey project. Everything is there on site, so there'll be a little bit of equipment inspection and some sort of mapping out and planning. But they'll be up and running pretty fast. And that was a key moment for us in the first few days of the year.
I mean, even before you had the team in place, you were talking about getting Raglan into production fairly quickly. So what does up and running pretty fast mean at this point?
Well, I mean, assuming nothing is untoward on site, and we certainly don't expect it to be, yeah, I would say, yeah, give them a few days. I mean, we're talking days here, to do an inventory of what's on site, make sure all the equipment is working as it should be, so that it hasn't been used for a few months. You know, so an equipment check, safety briefings fairly obviously, and then a plan. You know, where are we going to trench first? You know, have we got everything in the right position? What are the objectives over those first few weeks? But we will be breaking into the ground, within days of the team coming on site. Yeah, it really will be that quick. Yeah, so there's a mining lease in place, the equipment's on site. You know, the missing ingredient was the team. So getting started will not take long. Yeah. You have to have the caveats of, if a cyclone blows through, there'll be a couple of days delay. If one of the pieces of equipment throws a belt, there'll be a couple of days delay. The great news is we're so close to urban centres. I mean, it's less than an hour, well less than an hour to get to either Rockhampton or Gladstone. So somebody does throw a belt or we need to get more diesel. It's an hour, 20 minutes, hour and a half round trip to go pick it up. So it's a relative ease. This is a good site to be operating, and it's a great place for us to start, because if you're going to learn techniques and have any teething trouble, great to be doing it, right near a location where you can get spare parts and other pieces of equipment.
So is it safe to say then that we'll be talking about gold production from ECR within a matter of weeks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we announced last week we expected first gold production this month. It's going to ramp up. But I don't want people to think that we'll go from sort of 0 to 60 in 3 days. I mean, that's not going to happen. Yeah, there will be a period of time where the team will work out the right process to trench and process the wash plant. We can't rule out, as I say, any teething problems. So give them a few weeks to get up to sort of full speed. But we'll absolutely be taking gold out of the ground this month. And I expect that pace to pick up during the course of February and March.
I mean, it's almost fair to say without hyperbole that there's been no better time to get into gold production given the gold price.
I mean, we've had a nice following wind. And as you can imagine, I've got some various economic models to test the theory as to what we're doing. And every time I come to update the model, I'm putting in a higher number for the gold price. So we're in a great sort of macro environment for what we're doing. The costs that we've projected, they are not rising, or certainly not rising in proportion of diesel costs will sort of ebb and flow and labor costs will ebb and flow. But the gold price is continuing to drive a much higher margin. And as we get that site fully operational and fully functional, I'd say to investors, just give us a few weeks from start to hit sort of maximum efficiency. This should be a good moment for ECR.
Absolutely. And then with Raglan going into production, it's going to be followed up by Blue Mountain.
It will. I probably forget exact words I used when you last spoke, but in Australian terms, Raglan and Blue Mountain are almost neighbours. I mean, it's just a little over an hour's drive between the two. So Blue Mountain will go through that permitting process and final planning process whilst Raglan is already in production. We believe that Raglan is capable of covering all of our operating expenses, and Blue Mountain will add something on top. So whilst we're getting Blue Mountain up and running, Raglan will be generating meaningful revenue for the company. And in time, there'll be some sharing between the two sites. Now, we need to be realistic. Some of this machinery is quite heavy. We're not going to be moving water plants between sites, but some of the mining fleet, certainly some of the personnel, and most importantly, some of the techniques. Because we're going to find good and bad ways to process the material we take out of the trenches. Those techniques we translated over to Blue Mountain, where we've got fairly similar ground conditions. So it's a nice way to start. Raglan is much more accessible, just from a geographic location. But Blue Mountain is a much bigger project, and that's a project will take many years for ECL to work through. But in the meantime, in the next few months, they will be able to hone our skills at Raglan.
So does the new money that you raised and that you mentioned at the top of our talk, does that help get Blue Mountain into production?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, the driving force for the fundraise was to make sure we don't lose sight of the other upside DCR have. When you and I spoke, my target for the year was to get two projects into production. A week later, with the money raised, my target for the year was to get two projects into production and accelerate some other exploration plans, particularly in Lulworth in Queensland, but also potentially some of our sites down in Victoria. And I know from a shareholder point of view, because I'm there myself, the frustration that everyone sees when a placing is announced and the discount that comes into the price. I've said before, we'd never, ever take these things lightly, but also we don't want to lose sight of the opportunities that ECR has. And when people talk about ECR, they talk about Raglan, they talk about Blue Mountain, but there are company makers elsewhere, or potential company makers elsewhere in the portfolio. I mean, Lulworth has more land than all of our other projects put together. And it was important to us that we always maintain the momentum outside of those two alluvial sites. And this was the final point to make to investors, is that with that funding in place and with the projected cash flow we believe we'll get from those two alluvial projects, ECR is funded for a considerable length of time. We do not expect to be coming back to the market for any form of exploration or overheads or many other reasons why companies raise money. ECR is entering a revenue phase, and it's doing so with a very strong balance sheet. So we're in a great place, and this is maybe not quite the place I expected to be in when you and I spoke last Monday, but we'd start in the year in a fantastic position.
Yeah, I mean, you say you're in a great place, and perhaps that's been recognized by some bigger players in the sector as well. I mean, I understand some institutions have come on board in the latest fundraise?
Well, they have. And when we were approached by Oak Securities with the idea of a fundraise, I mean, the two things that were very persuasive was the quantum of the fundraise that Oak Securities believed they could get to. They achieved that target. And also the audience. And they were very clear that they believed they could get institutions into the mix. And they did. You know, I had meetings with institutions during the course of Wednesday. They invested. And so we can now say that ECR has an institutional following. And I don't think that's ever been, ECR is around about 20 years old. I don't think that's ever been the case with ECR. So this is a big turning point. And, you know, not only have we seen it reflected in our operations, we're about to go into production, about to start generating revenue, but we're also seeing it reflected in our shareholder list. Yeah, and everyone starts somewhere. And in these first few institutions who came in last week, hopefully grow and build with us. You know, we've got a very good shareholder base to take us forward as ECR switches from being that explorer into a producer.
Yeah, very interesting indeed. So 2026, in summary, will be all about building value, I suppose.
Yeah, it's going to be a very different year. It's going to be a very busy year. And I mean that positively. Rather than running sort of one project at a time, going from exploration site to exploration site, we're still going to be doing that, but we're now going to be running ultimately two production sites. We've started building the team already. I mean, investors will see that the board changed during the course of last year. In Mike Parker and Chris Gibbs, we have people who have done this before and could provide real and pertinent advice on getting these sites up and running. So it's going to be a challenge year in terms of there's a lot to do, but people see results quickly. And the nice thing about alluvial mining is it's fast. Yeah, so it won't take long when the team's on site to actually start breaking the ground and hopefully producing a reasonable amount of gold.
Well, great to see such progress being made from ECR, Nick, and we look forward to that banner announcement of first gold production fairly soon.
Me too, but thank you, Alistair. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.